Today's question is about breathing for cyclists. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us via email from Peter, and he says, "Hi, Melissa, my girlfriend is exercising yoga a lot with you. Thank you to your videos. So you were the first person that came up to my mind when I decided to write my next blog post about correct breathing for cyclists in my cycling blog, as I believe that most cyclists cannot breathe properly. So number one, do you think that yoga breathing can help cyclists during riding or afterwards, and why?" And I definitely think yoga breathing can help cyclists during your breathing and afterwards, and here's why. Using the full potential of your lungs can increase your aerobic capacity and help to prevent injury. Practicing breathing on your yoga mat will help to teach you how to fill your lungs completely with air and then slowly release your lungs completely with air. This will help to slowly build your lung capacity. Deep breathing will help to circulate more oxygen to your muscles and increase the oxygen uptake to your brain. Over the course of your ride, this will reduce your fatigue and help you stay more relaxed, which will allow you to ride for longer, and it will also reduce your muscle pain overall after your ride. So Peter asks me, "Can you give me a few simple tips on how to breathe properly in yoga?" So today I'm going to teach you how to do three-part breathing to increase your aerobic capacity so that you're able to fill your lungs completely with air and then slowly release, to help you circulate more oxygen to your muscles and increase oxygen uptake to your brain, as I said before. So the way this works is you start by breathing first into your belly, and then you take a little bit more breath into your rib cage. And then you breathe in fully to your upper chest. So now you've got full breath, and then you exhale slowly. Breathe in belly. Breathe in rib cage. Breathe in upper chest. And breathe out. So breathe in belly. Breathe in rib cage. Breathe in upper chest. And then one long, smooth exhalation. So it can be really helpful to do this lying down, because your body's more relaxed lying down. And also then when you breathe out, you have the help of gravity to slowly release your breath out. And I'm placing my hands on my body to show you where the air is going, but it can also help your kinesthetic awareness to place your hands on your body, because then your breath automatically goes there. It's like, oh, that's where the breath is supposed to go. So it's actually not a bad idea to put your hands on your body to increase your kinesthetic awareness of where your breath is to go. So it's not a bad idea to do that either. So I'm going to also recommend a few videos as well. I did a blog post on how to breathe during yoga that I'll link to in the show notes. Also some yoga classes that are about how to breathe. There's a Namaste Yoga number 11 was opening your breath to open your body to breath. That's in the show notes. Also episode 197 and number 13 was good for that too. And also I have what I would call a value added video called Wave of the Breath. And I'm not sure if that one's on the membership site, but it is on the membership site, and it's in our shop as well. That one we filmed in Cancun, Mexico, which is kind of cool as well. But it works around the metaphor of the breath being like a wave that comes in to the beach, which is kind of cool because we filmed it in Mexico, and you can actually hear the waves through the whole video, which is really nice. So also, just to let you know, since this was a question that came to us from a fairly avid cyclist, it sounds like, Peter, we also have a yoga video dedicated completely to cyclists. And what happened was, when I decided to make this video, I asked a cyclist what the biggest problems that they faced, and that they felt that yoga could help them. And they replied, hips, low back, quads, tingling in their fingers, shoulders, balance, inner thighs, the fact that their body is always in a flexed position, glutes, calves, and meditations to stay calm and relaxed. And so this video focuses on all those things for them, plus on strengthening and stretching the key muscles that get engaged during cycling. So I will link to that video as well in the show notes, and that video is also available on our membership. So thanks so much for a great question, Peter. You can leave your comments below. And if you're a cyclist, let me know, have you found working on breath in yoga helpful to your ride? Let me know, leave your comments below on our website at melissawest.com.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.